Welcome back to the Finnsiders. Greg Likens here. Pleased to be joined by Dolphins rookie tight end Arthur Lynch. Arthur, how you doing?
Doing well, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to see you here. And obviously, everybody's excited from a fan standpoint, player standpoint, coaches back out on the field for the first time, first practice in your pro career for training camp. How'd it go today?
It went well. You know, I think there's some things on an individual level that I want to clean up. But in terms of grasping the playbook and starting to be able to play full speed, which I don't think I was able to do in OTAs or minicamp because things were still – it was like I was running like a chicken – my head cut off really, just trying to learn what to do. But it's starting to come along, and I'm kind of feeling more comfortable out there, and that's the most important thing.
Along those lines, I like to ask a lot of the rookies if there was a moment during the offseason where you kind of felt like, okay, I'm in the NFL. There's a little difference between college and the pros.
Yeah, probably the first day with the tempo. And obviously, Coach Lazor's offense is even, more of a high-tempo offense than others around the league. But that being said, just, him demanding, the absolute best and really trying to keep everything at a fast pace. And I was, just trying to settle in. That was the most, kind of eye-popping thing for me. And I thought I was able to adjust to it, but that was kind of the, hello, you're in the NFL.
Right. When you're getting ready for training camp, curious kind of the psychology involved as it's your first as a pro. So mm-hmm. What were last couple of days like building up to it? Any nerves, excitement? What were you feeling?
I try to approach everything with a level head. Don't get ahead of myself and, don't doubt myself. Sometimes, I find myself on either end of the spectrum and I try to snap myself back into, the present moment. Like, okay. Got to take it day by day, and really that's how I attack everything in life. And so I think that's what I've always tried to do, whether it be college, high school, and now the NFL. You want to mentally prepare and mentally be ready, but you also, kind of want to set the distractions outside football away and really zero in on the task at hand. And yesterday it was conditioning. Today was practice number one. I'm not looking, to just try to push through it and get to practice number 14. Tomorrow's practice number two, and that's kind of what I focus on each and every day.
All right, a lot of guys make a big deal out of the fact that you were down here in the South Florida heat and humidity. You played at Georgia, so how does it compare as you were out there today?
I think from a heat standpoint, it's about the same, but the humidity, it's definitely a different type. I think you need to really, be able to push through, and you got to acclimate to the weather, acclimate to the heat and the humidity. But then again, it's at the end of the day, it's all mental. If you can push yourself through anything, you got to let. In college, I would always say, let your mind tell your body what to do, not your body tell your mind what to do. And I think that's kind of one thing I've always, put in the back of my head is, you can push through it, and you can get through anything. You just gotta remain focused and stay tough.
Arthur Lynch, Dolphins rookie linebacker, tight end, excuse me, joining us here on the Finnsiders. And Arthur, we mentioned you went to Georgia. You got quite a cast of Bulldogs on this team.
Absolutely.
Between you and Noshon Moreno, Donnell Ellaby, Rashad Jones, Rantavius Wooten, Garrison Smith. You got a bunch, six of you guys on the roster. That must be nice to get down here and see some familiar faces.
Absolutely. I mean, anything that will kind of like help you kind of get used to the NFL life and someone – whether it be guys that I came into college with, we were all in 2009 in that class, or guys that came before us. I played with Rashad 1 year, and Donnell and Noshon kind of left their mark in the university, and we always kind of looked up to them as players, guys who left their legacy at Georgia. And that's one thing that's comforting, knowing we can come in there, and they, when we get introduced to the team, they would stand up and shout, and they're like, Georgia, UGA Bulldogs. So that's kind of cool because we already feel like we're part of one family, kind of getting acclimated to another one. And so that was a big deal for me, and I think it was a big deal for Garrison and Rantavius as well.
Yeah, we had the chance to catch up with Mark Richt, your coach at Georgia. I was telling you a little bit off the air, and he was raving not only about you but also the rest of your teammates, former teammates at Georgia. And he said about you specifically that, you coming from Massachusetts, kind of a fish out of water at Georgia, but you really did a nice job of connecting with your teammates there and the coaching staff and eventually with the team captain. Is that something that you pride yourself on? I mean, I know you're a rookie here in this Dolphins situation, but connecting with everybody and trying to bring on a leadership role.
Absolutely. I think no matter where you are, in life, no matter what you do, you want to try to make an impact on other people. I don't believe in, segregating yourself and kind of a niche or a group or clique, whatever you want to call it. But for me, it was, meet new people every day, try to find something about them that maybe doesn't have anything to do with football. Find out where they come from, find out what they like, what they dislike, and really just try to become friends with someone. They don't have to be in your wedding party in 10 years, but you really want to try to impact other people. And I think Coach Rick tried to do that himself. He wanted to impact others in a positive way, and that kind of rubbed off on me, and I think rubs off on everyone who goes to the University of Georgia program.
Arthur Lynch, rookie tight end for the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins joining us here on the Finsiders. And let's get back to football, the tight end position. Tell us a little bit about how that competition is going to play out. Obviously, Charles Clay coming off a breakout season. How do you see that position stacking up?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell because you have so much depth and so much talent there, you know, from Gator, myself, to the veterans. You know, Charles is a guy that I try to learn from every single day because he's such a unique player, and he's done so much already in his first three seasons here in the NFL for the Dolphins. So me, I try to learn from every day, and he's such a, you know, a good guy. You know, I was so happy to learn that he's just as good of a player as he is, he's a better guy. So he helps me on some of our off days together during OTAs. We'd come in the weight rooms and work out, and he'd kind of, you know, help me, you know, show me the ropes. And that's what I've always, you know, liked about older players and veterans. But there's just so much talent, it's kind of hard to see. One thing I can, you know, promise is that we're going to push each other. And Coach Dan Campbell's going to push us and going to expect a lot out of us as individuals and as a unit. And I think ultimately whatever happens, you know, the best people will end up coming out on top. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a bunch of talent here and there isn't going to be success for guys no matter what happens down the road. But I'm just excited to be with guys like, you know, Agnew, Miller, Sims, because in reality we're all in the same position. We're all fighting for a job. We're fighting for a roster spot. And I couldn't, you know, ask for a better group of guys to kind of compete with, but also, you know, become close with and become friends with.
Yeah, it's certainly that balance between competition, but also trying to help each other
Absolutely.
Out. Speaking of that, I'm sure there's some friendly competition within the rookie class as you guys all came in together. I know you were involved in a bunch of community events down here in South Florida. Then you had the rookie symposium. How is that been as you're kind of getting acclimated in your rookie year?
Yeah, you know, again, there's some guys you're drawn to, and there's some guys that you know you're friends with, but you just kind of, again, I want to avoid those kind of cliques. I want to come together as a group of guys, and I try to learn something about everyone. Like Matt Hazel, he's from outside Augusta, Georgia, South Carolina area, and so for me, I kind of know that area because from Georgia. You know, Jarvis Landry and I were friends through Zach Mettenberger, who was previously at Georgia, so I'm always trying to connect these guys. A lot of them I played in the Senior Bowl with, and that's even, you know, kind of cooler because you've played with them before you got here. So Jordan Tripp and I have become close friends, and you just really want to understand where they come from and try to become as close as possible. You know, some will make it, some won't. You know, I might be here, I might not. That's the competition. That's the fact of the NFL, and you just want to make your mark on a positive way, both on and off the field early on, and hopefully you'll be able to last year at the Dolphins.
All right, I got to ask you. I know you're originally from Massachusetts,
absolutely.
And so now you're down here with the Dolphins. You do realize the Patriots are the enemy now, right?
Yeah, absolutely, the Patriots. But I can't bring myself to turn on the Celtics, the Bruins, and the Red Sox. So I'll cheer for them silently, but I'm no longer a Patriots fan, not at all.
Okay, yeah, I think we wanted to make that clear for the
absolutely,
Dolphins fans.
No question.
September 7th, Week 1. That should be a unique experience for you, huh?
It'll be a dream come true because, you know, people would always ask me, do you want to play for the Pats? And to be honest, after a while, my team turned into University of Georgia. So I no longer, you know, was like a huge Pats fan like I was growing up. So for me, my goal was to play in the NFL and complete my dream. So for me, for my first, you know, NFL game, you know, God willing, I get there and I'm on the roster. I get to play, you know, my team growing up, so I'll play I'll play harder against them because, you know, now they're the enemy. So it's kind of cool. It's something that I've always dreamt of, and not just for the Patriots, but just for myself to have this chance. Whether I play, you know, 4 preseason games or I play, you know, 14, whatever it is, you know, 14 years. I'm just kind of excited for this opportunity because not everyone gets it, and you got to cherish every moment.
Yes, yeah, good advice there for anybody, depending on what field you're in. You got to cherish
absolutely.
The opportunity.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
Real quickly, everybody had some time off before training camp. Did you get to get away a little bit, see some family?
Absolutely. I actually went home to Massachusetts, and everyone was like, and everybody I saw in town was like, I can't root for the Dolphins, but we'll cheer for you individual two times a year. And I was like, that's fine. I was like, so that was kind of cool. But I also, you know, my sister had a baby. I feel like I'm like helping raise that, her child now. I love it more than she does, I think, which I don't even know is possible. But that was kind of cool to see my family kind of growing. And one of my sisters got married. And so it's cool. It's a really interesting time in my life because I don't even realize it yet, but I'm growing up. I'm becoming an adult and, you know, becoming more of an individual and trying to learn the things about myself. But to see my whole family kind of come together for, you know, three and a half weeks is something I haven't really been able to do because college football is a full-time job as well. And I was away for so long. And now I'm just kind of enjoying the time off. It was nice. Now it's back to work, so to speak.
Yes. Well, hey, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the Finnsiders, and wish you luck as training camp progresses here. Got one in the books and much more to come. So thank you very much. Arthur Lynch, Dolphins rookie tight end, joining us here on the Finnsiders. Good to catch up with you, Arthur.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We got a lot more to come here in the 5 o'clock hour, including more coverage of today's first practice of 2014 for the Dolphins in training camp. You're watching the Finnsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finnsiders Radio Network.